good day journal. Slow down, cause I can't take the heat. Slow down, ooh, slow down, baby. Slow down, cause I can't take the heat. Slow down, ooh. Yes, indeed, I without a doubt knew this song. Another one, as in the phrase DJ Khalid is famous for saying. Slow Down is another song from back in the day when life was simple, when life was easy like Sunday morning. But life hasn't been simple or easy these days. Life is always about the hustle and bustle of doing what needs doing and doing life bigger and better than ever. Life these days is about getting as much good life as possible before living good in a neighborhood like the mid-afternoon loving is gone. So you move as fast as you can go. It's not like a quickie hurried, but you move quickly to check off the never-ending list of things on your to-do list. You move swiftly in recognition that you don't have all the time in the world, that the world will happily move on without you, that people, places, and things that you once thought considered you as someone important will pass you by in an instant and never think twice about you again. Life will sneak up and leave you in the dust and never look back in the rearview mirror to see if you are okay. And so you keep moving forward, trying to do so as fast as possible. You routinely share with others that we don't have any time to waste. How we use our time, you say, could be better. Wasting time is disrespectful to the ultimate giver and keeper of time. Time is the gift that you best use in the now. Time is the present the Spirit intends for you to open and experience the moment you receive it. So you move fast and furious. Can you believe that series is up to movie 25? That's ridiculous. How old is Vin Diesel now? Is he 127 years old? He no longer moves fast and furious. They might as well call the series Slow and See Now. But you digress. You can't hate on someone who has something they love to do and plan to do it until they can't do life the way they love to do life any longer. You aren't a spring chicken yourself. No matter how limber, muscular, and graceful you remain, the pot has no right to say anything about how black the kettle is. You don't stop. You won't stop. You can't stop. You haven't slowed down since you shared with the Creator what you most wanted to do with your life. You haven't slowed down since your son reminded you that it was okay to dream again and that you must dream audaciously. You've not slowed since that beautiful sun shining day on June 27, 2012. You keep picking up steam to live as you always imagined. Like a runaway locomotive going downhill, the pace of your life seems to move faster. Like a rocket blasting off, the trajectory of your life keeps going higher. In the analogous words of the Honeymooners character Ralph Cramden, you say to your life, bang, zoom, straight to the moon, Alice. But now and again, you need to know that slowing down is okay. Sometimes, as you know, all the high-speed movement and bottled-up energy from the urgency you feel can be a detriment. At times, trying to move so fast, you miss steps. At times, trying to move fast, you make missteps. Moving so fast is on occasion like taking those gargantuan Captain, please may I steps. Giant steps are impressive, but they're only sometimes efficient. Massive steps move you further than small steps in the immediate, but in the long run, enormous ones are more energy consuming than regular ones. Large steps require a greater sense of concentration than regular ordinary steps. Giant steps help you move faster for a short period. However, in almost no time, you learn that continuing to take huge leaps is not sustainable. Giant steps always leave you exhausted and too tired to put in the requisite work to move forward each day. And so I would like to remind you to slow down. Slowing down for you does not come fraught with the peril of the person portrayed in a loose end song. Is this the part you take my heart to wipe your feet on? Is this the part? Is this the part you take my heart to wipe your feet on? Oh, don't wipe your feet on me. No one is waiting to take your heart to wipe their feet on. However, it is true that life has confiscated your heart and wiped its feet a time or two. For sure, anyone who wants to do what you want to do with your life, anyone who has ever achieved what you accomplish, reaching the highest heights as an author and speaker, knows that the inconvenience and misfortune of having life take your heart and wipe its feet. You can't know the record-setting, award-winning achievement you have experienced without knowing heartache and heartbreak. You can't move with the speed of light and sound without a time or two having suffered moments where life has taken your heart and wiped its feet on you. Moving forward to the life you always imagined, your best life to be the best version of yourself is, as it always has been, and will always be, a lot of yin and yang. There will never be joy without pain. There will never be triumph without tragedy. You will never know satisfaction without sacrifice. You can only know speed from having slowed down. At times you must slow down. Sometimes you will find that you can't always take the heat, even in your spectacular life. You must now and again slow down. Slow down, if only to pause to catch your breath. Slow down to smell the roses. Slow down to see and soak in just how good the Creator has been to you. Slow down.
Reflect and write. Sometimes you need to slow down. Yes, you want to make the most out of every moment that you are gifted in this life. However, at times, moving forward at a fast pace will cause you to make missteps. When was the last time you paused to catch your breath? When was the last time you took a moment to take stock of how good the Creator has been to you? When was the last time you slowed down to smell the proverbial roses? Now act. It's simple. We invite you to set aside some time today to slow down. Disconnect from your devices, get outside, and take in the beauty of creation around you. Listen to the birds, look at the leaves, breathe deeply, listen intently. Express gratitude for the moment you are in. Be fully present. Even superheroes need to slow down to be the best version of themselves when they pick back up the pace. Now journey forward.